I thought they played harder. They're quicker than we are to start with, and then when you're quicker and you're a little bit more turned up, it obviously looks better. But I thought they played extremely well. I thought they played tough. If you're going to give up 60 points, you should win the game, which we were fortunate we did. And so it wasn't our defense as much, although we certainly got exposed inside defensively. But, I thought that they were a better team than us tonight, and we were very fortunate to win. When you play enough and shoot enough, and the law of percentages, you will prevail. But he made some good plays late. And it's hard to get too excited when that's probably, other than Vermont, that's about as poor as he can play. So it's hard to get too excited about that. But he did make some key plays for us late and certainly scored the ball and did some good things that put us in a position where we at least had a chance to win. Well, I thought he did okay. Hey, guys, I'm not, there's not too many giddy things to say, period, about coaching or about anything. We're not very good right now. And we played one good half against Wofford. Other than that, we haven't played worth a flip. I thought Mitch did a couple of good things out there. But, his man backs him down and scores, at will. So it's hard to get too excited about that when – he's defending the. He defended the five last year, and when Dope was out, and other than Delgado, we didn't have those issues. And so, I thought our bigs made their bigs look really good tonight. But I think Mitch of the guys that played, he was probably David didn't get a chance, but he's probably the best big that played tonight.
Coach, you had some really good young point guards, and Devon is obviously going to add to that. There was a point about the 10-minute mark in the second half where there was a couple calls that weren't going your guys' way, and he just huddled everybody together. Do you kind of feel like that was a little bit of a turning point because you guys were able to go on a run right after that where he just grabbed all the older guys and said something?
He may have been. I don't recall exactly what the situation is that you're talking about. But Devon's going to be terrific. He tweaked his ankle yesterday, and I'm not going to say excuse-wise or anything, but he was hurting a little bit today. He was very sore and everything, but he did some good things today. But still, though, there's as far as thinking the game and understanding. I mean, we 2-for-1 with 1:05 left, can't get a shot. We go 2-for-1 every game, can't get a shot. This happened twice. They shoot a three with 4 seconds left that could have put the game in overtime. They get off a three because we back up. I mean, so it's there's a lot of things we need to work on and improve.
Gerald again not starting.
Yeah, he had a really bad Thursday. Let's just leave it at that. Hopefully those days are behind us.
He obviously played a lot, even though it was off the bench. He didn't score a lot.
Who's that?
Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
Were there things that he did?
He actually tried to drive it more. He had two really good plays the first half that he just missed short jumpers, about 4 or 5 foot shots. Those were good plays and everything. And so he only got one good look tonight. He only got one, and we're not doing a good job of finding him. But he got the one good look, and he made it. And then he forced a couple that obviously wasn't there. But I thought he did some good things. He was probably as good a rebounder as we had tonight and defensively, and he was obviously our leading assist man. So I thought he did some good things.
What was the key for Diedrick in the second half? He only had 2 points, but he finishes with 20 and 10 and closes it out with the last 14 for you guys.
I didn't realize he had the last 14, but he's a good player. He just has a natural knack for getting the basket. But watching the first half was frustrating because he didn't get a lot done in the first half, and he's better than that. So whatever he did to flip it or whatever, we need to bottle that and get him doing that right from the get go. And I could care less about the scoring aspect of it, but certainly he's got to impact possessions, fumbled balls, balls off his hands, things like that. So he can certainly play a lot better. He knows that. But he did make some key plays late. We don't win the game, obviously, unless he made those plays late.
He said you want him to shoot more threes. Did you like that tonight? He took a couple more threes.
He took two. I think he took two.
That felt good, and then the second one he said he knew it was going in.
Yeah, I don't know. What was he from three? He's one for two. So yeah, I do think he needs to shoot more threes. Maybe not quite as many when Doak's not in the game, but because we need to play him closer to the basket because we got nobody on the glass offensively if he's playing away from the basket. So we you know, with Doak in the game, for sure shoot more. But with him not in the game, I don't know if that's really what we should play to if we don't have another big in there. Well, I think from a understanding standpoint, I mean, we gave, you know, we didn't shade the basket on out of bounds under, give him a layup. I mean, that's nothing we don't do. I mean, we trap the post with 2 seconds left on the shot clock. We never trap under 10. I mean, there's just so many mental mistakes that we can improve on. So I think maybe more situations, talking through more things, maybe more film. But the biggest thing is, you know, guys, you know, the basketball is a strange game in which, you know, in order to play it really well, you need to play with a purpose, you need to play with freedom, you need to play with confidence. And so often I think that we get so tied up in that we think that something's going bad and we want to look for somebody else to help us make it better. And the ultimate responsibility falls on whoever that is. It could be me, it could be, you know, Norm, it could be a player. And that's what I told him in the locker room after the game. So without confidence, how much joy do you play with? And I see some, like Javon, and, you know, no problem, whatever. I see some, but how can you not play with, how can you be as explosive and as quick and all these things if you're not playing with joy? If you're not playing with pace, if you're not playing because your mind's cluttered because you're not thinking positive things, and that's what happens when you think, you lose confidence. And the fact of the matter is that's you know, you people can say, well, you know, do this or do that. No, the ultimate responsibility still falls on an individual to pull themselves out of it. You know, if you're struggling in a certain area, then spend extra time in that area to see the ball go in the hole, so that way the repetition gives you confidence, not just somebody say, hey, keep shooting in a game. God. I think there's some things like that will show improvement quickly, because we can address a lot of those things. I've never been a big believer how you can go from one day being confident and the next day not. I've never been a big believer in that. And because that's not something somebody's taken from you. That's something that you've rationalized in your mind to put you to make you think that way. So I'm hopeful that we can have a tougher mindset and mentality that hey, we think we're a bad boy daily. If you miss a shot, if something's wrong with the ball, or you got fouled. I mean, it's not, oh, geez, I missed that one. I got to make that. I mean, God dang, that's not how players think. Frank and Devontae, Sfee never thought like that. So we got to, I think the guys, if they can kind of play with more freedom mentally, and that will play better, because I think we get tied up mentally. And I think that's as much as what we're doing right now, because to me we look slow, and that's what happens when you get tied up mentally. Your feet get heavy. So that's a long description on,
all right,
on how to do what. Okay?
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.